Legends say there once was a world not so unlike our own, but a world where, instead of the mundane, magic thrives. A world where imagination becomes possibility. But you might be asking yourself, what if you wanted to be a part of this world? Well, dear listeners, you're in luck. Come on in to the store for witches and wizards. Episode 5, The Professor.
Interesting. That looks nice. Hey, Sebastian. How have you been? I still have no idea what you're saying, but guessing you're doing all right? Neat. I'm doing some light reading. Did you know that if you mix unicorn hair into a potion, it makes it taste good? Yeah. It's a little weird that it has to be specifically hair from an elder unicorn, not just a regular unicorn. Maybe it's because the magic becomes denser, or maybe it's because the magic ages with the unicorn. If that's true, then... Sorry, Sebastian. Got a little sidetracked there. I don't know. Weird stuff like this is interesting to me. By the by, do you know where Rachel is? No clue, huh? I'm sure it'll be fine. Want to stay here while I read? There's a section on transformation magic. Damn. Let me guess. You're busy. Fair enough. See you later, Sebastian. Now, where was I? Oh! Hello, sir.
Greetings, my friend. How do you do in this lovely store that you tend?
I'm doing fine.
That's good to hear. Most would have been bored to tears.
Right. So, how can I help you today?
I am quite fine today, but I have a riddle for you, if I may.
A riddle? Sure.
I am small and fluffy, as can be, yet all I want is a piece of cheese.
A mouse?
Correct. You're as sharp as a sword. Now, my friend, here's your reward. What do you think? You're quite fluffy, and even your tail is pink. You look torn. Do you not like your new form? Huh? If I may, what did you say?
What was that for?
You reversed my spell. Color me impressed. Wait, wait, wait. No need for violence, friend.
Sorry, sir. But after that little stunt you did, I don't think I trust you at the moment.
That's completely fair.
Max, is something wrong?
Rachel, thank goodness you're here. This old man turned me into a mouse.
Old man? Wait a minute.
Good to see you again, Rachel.
Great. Put the wand down, Max.
Why?
It's fine, Max. Trust me.
All right.
It's been too long, Rachel.
No, it hasn't.
Really? I could have sworn it's been a long time.
We literally went to go see that show together a week ago, remember?
I don't think I remember going to a show. Not a recent one, anyway. What was it called again? I think it's on the tip of my tongue.
The Humble Tales of the Cockatrice.
That's it.
You just wanted an excuse for me to say the title again, didn't you?
Yep. Completely worth it.
Rachel? Who is he?
This is Mr. Erlen, an old friend of mine and one of the professors at your academy.
Old? I'm pretty sure you're just as old as me, Rachel.
One, that's not what I meant, and you know it. Two, don't test me.
Hold on. You're a professor? How come I never heard of you?
That is one of my tricks, my friend. I am so hidden that not even the headmasters know I'm there.
And most of his classes are in the summer.
That too.
Huh? Wait, why aren't you rhyming anymore?
As much as I would love to rhyme, it does get a little boring most of the time.
That makes one of us. So anyway, what brings you here, Mr. Erlen? Do you need anything?
I'm perfectly fine, but thank you for asking. If you must know, old friend, came here to inspect your store. Books, wands, potions, familiars, all of it. I wanted to make sure that everything was in tip-top shape.
That's nice, Mr. Erlin, but I don't think that's necessary.
Nonsense. It'll only take a moment.
But...
Onward!
Rachel, is he normally like this?
Fortunately, this is him on a good day. Let's follow him before he decides to turn the store into a giant rabbit.
Right.
Mr. Erlin? Mr. Erlin!
Up here!
How did you get up there?
I climbed up.
Do you need help?
No need. I'm fine. Everything looks good here. Books and tomes are in mint condition. Very good. Now, how do I get down from here?
The books!
Catch them!
You got them?
Yes. Thank goodness.
Everything good here?
Fortunately.
Great. Onward.
What? Where did he go?
He went over to the broomstick section.
Max, Rachel, just in time. There's no need to worry. I've already checked everything. The wands, broomsticks, and your brewing station are all in good condition. Look, I've even made my own potion. You want to see?
My brewing station!
Hold on. I got this. Good as new.
I didn't know you knew reverse magic.
Well, I've been doing a lot of reading.
All right. Where did he go now?
My best guess is the clothing section.
I bet you're right. Let's find him before it gets out of control. Mr. Erlin?
Rachel, good to see you.
Can you please just wait and listen to us for just a second?
Timothy, it's been too long. How have you been? Humble as ever, my four-eyed friend. You were saying, Rachel?
Look, I appreciate you doing this, but the inspection is not necessary.
Nonsense. A good review will take you far. Speaking of reviews, I made another potion, and I want to know your thoughts on it.
Seriously? What is this, Glitter?
I can't see a thing!
Hold on. Thank you for Windmagic.
Where did the professor go?
Since he's not here, he might be in the familiar section. Oh no, he's in the familiar section. We better go. Sebastian should be there. Here's hoping he can slow him down.
What in the world?
An unkindness of ravens. Just our luck. Sebastian, where are you? Too much noise, and there's so many of them. Where is he?
What would the real Sebastian do in this case?
I got an idea. Hey, I got candy. Hey, buddy. Am I glad to see you. Paper, huh? Good to know. Max, you know a good reverse spell?
Yep. Wow. Having paper disguised to act and sound like actual ravens.
Mr. Erlin is a lot of things, but his magic is impressive. Ah! I see. He made clones of you to try and slow us down. Why am I not surprised? Ah! You're the only raven who even likes candy. Besides, I wouldn't forget you. Ah! Hey, it's all right. You did your best.
All the familiars seem to be all right for the most part, but there's no sign of the professor.
Process of elimination. He's most likely in the gift shop. Let's catch up with him quick. There he is. Mr. Erlin.
Rachel, and you found Sebastian. Did you like the paper ravens? That's a shame.
Now, Mr. Erlin.
Yes?
We've been friends for a long time. I know you. I can tolerate some of your usual tricks. But you have gone too far this time. I do not appreciate you barging into my store and messing with my employee and my familiar.
Is that so?
Very much. Now, either you kindly leave my store, or I'll have to move you myself.
That's the spirit.
What?
What?
You passed my test, and I'll succeed my expectations. I never doubted you.
Test? All of this was a test?
All of it. I wanted to test you on your willingness, passion, and care for the store as well as yourselves. You passed with flying colors. Though I must apologize on my part, I did go a little overboard.
A little?
You turned me into a mouse!
Yes, I tend to do that a lot. Nah, I can't help myself.
You could have told me beforehand.
True, but there wouldn't be that same level of motivation. That being said, I hope I didn't damage your store.
Well, my store isn't a giant rabbit, so it's fine, I guess. I'm still pissed at you.
Fair enough. I've caused you enough chaos for one day. Anyway.
Less chaos and more stress than anything.
Honestly, it was pretty tame compared to my first day here.
I heard about that. How did that go?
It was fun.
You poor thing. One more thing, Rachel. Before I forget about the potions I made, I'm willing to pay for all of them.
They're on the house.
Really? Are you sure?
I'm in a relatively good mood right now. But make no mistake, turn Max into a mouse again, and there will be consequences.
Fair enough. Well, I should be on my way. It was nice seeing you again, Rachel.
Same. Please stay out of trouble.
No promises. And Max?
Yes?
I want you to remember that magic is like soup. Get the ingredients wrong, and all you get is soggy water. But mix your ingredients right, and you've got yourself a feast. My friend. Never forget that.
All right. I won't forget, sir.
You got yourself a good student, Rachel. Keep them close.
Believe me, I will.
Good. I'll get out of your hair now. See you, everyone. Away I go.
What an interesting character.
You said it. Oddly enough, not the weirdest day ever.
And what was your weirdest?
I'm not telling that story.
Was it a good story?
Again, not telling. Hold on. Hello? How can we help you?
Hello? Rachel? Max? I was wondering if there are any positions open?
That was Jennifer Crockett as Rachel, Troy Bowen as Max, David Weeks as Mr. Erlin, and Savannah Lewandowski as Ember. This episode for A Store for Witches and Wizards was produced by Miles Davis and Alex Lee. Written by Miles Davis. Directed and edited by Scott Meekins. Engineered by Alex Lee. Line produced by Sakai Leverett. Casted by Scott Meekins. And promoted by Brianna Hewitt. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. If you wish to hear more, visit our social media, A Store for WW, on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. See you next time, and thank you for coming by our humble store.